That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states and our countries near and far, as well as those who call 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. You'll be able to ask your questions, comments, or give your prayer, praise, prayer requests, especially tonight to Brother Quick as he comes into part two of his message from last week, You Must Be Born Again. And so we're going to have that open mic session at the end of his message tonight. So right now we're going to turn it into the hands of Brother Quick as he brings his message tonight. And so, Brother Quick, take it away, buddy.
Well, thank you, Brother Ken. It sure is good to be with everybody again tonight. And hadn't planned on being back so fast, but I'm glad that the Lord worked things out as to where we could be here tonight. Last week, I brought a message on Nicodemus. And the first part of the message on Nicodemus, when he came to Jesus in John chapter number 3, and we'll be dealing with John chapter 3. If you have a Bible and are able to turn over to John chapter 3 and follow along, I will greatly appreciate that. remember in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, that came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus didn't give him the opportunity to ask any questions right there. I'm sure that Nicodemus had several questions that he wanted to ask Jesus here. But Jesus turned this thing around and brought it to the attention of Nicodemus. How it was that he wasn't supposed to be looking about all those miracles that Jesus had been doing. He needed to have attention to the number one miracle, that being born again. And Jesus said this in verse number 3 to him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, Nicodemus didn't know exactly what Jesus was talking about. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. He was a teacher in the synagogue, probably taught from the record of, that they had from God back then, about every Sabbath day. And yet he didn't know anything about this thing called the new birth. And Nicodemus, right off the bat, came back with a question to Jesus in verse number 4, and he said, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Notice that's where Nicodemus stopped right there, and be born. Jesus is talking about being born again. Nicodemus doesn't know anything about being born again. All he knows about is being born. And so he's asking Jesus, is it possible for him to go back into his mother's womb and be born when he's an old man? And, of course, the answer to the Lord, from the Lord Jesus is no. That's not what he's talking about. In verse number 5, listen to this, and then we're going to get into today's lesson more. In verse number 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And when Jesus said, except a man be born of water, he wasn't talking about water baptism here, not at all. He's talking about the water, which is the Word of God, and we can read about this in many different places in the Word of God, but there's one place that I want to call our attention to right about this, and that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and verse 26. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Listen to verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with a washing of water by the word. This is what Jesus is talking about to Nicodemus. And then he says, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And when Jesus said to him, and of the Spirit, he's talking about Holy Ghost conviction. You don't know what it means to get just plain sick and tired of your sin. That's what Jesus is talking about here. Well, Jesus is talking to Nicodemus all of this chapter until we get up to about verse number 21. And then Jesus leaves there and leaves Nicodemus behind. And he goes with the disciples to other places. But I want to call your attention to one word that I have found in three different verses. Look at verse number 13, or 16, I'm sorry. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want to call your attention to the very first word in that verse of Scripture, for. I had to do a word study on the word for because it's used several times here. This first time that the word for is used, it's used in a preparation of God's love. You see, Nicodemus had to know that God was prepared and ready to meet his need of verse number 4. He didn't know anything about being born again. He didn't know anything about that at all. Many of us today know something about it because we've been born again. I remember how it was that God put me under such conviction of my sin. I got just fed up with it. I couldn't do anything else. All that I knew of to do was to fall on my knees and cry out to God and beg him to save me. And before I got done with that prayer, I knew that he'd moved in, because all of a sudden, all of the fear was gone and nothing but joy was there. That's just how it is when someone becomes born again. The fear and the agony in our soul will turn into great joy. Now listen, this word for, the first word that we're looking at in verse 16, is a word of preparation. Nicodemus had to know that God was prepared, that God was ready to meet his need of being born again. You see, this first word for shows a readiness beforehand. It shows that God was ready, but long before this. Listen to this verse of scripture again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Wow, that is some kind of love. I want you to understand that. You see, this word for shows a togetherness plan. We read in verse number 16, let me start the beginning and get to where I want to go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Listen to this togetherness plan. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You see, there is no way possible anybody that has trusted Christ to become their Lord and Savior, anybody that has known the joy of salvation, anyone that has known for a fact that God has saved their soul, anyone like that can never, ever lose what God has given them. That's just a fact of the matter. You ain't going to lose anything that God's given you. That's all there is to it. But you see, this word for shows an everlasting plan, but have everlasting life. Our God has a complete plan of preparation. You see, Nicodemus' first question when he said, how is it that I can be born again, or born? Can I enter the second time into my mother's womb and be born? That's all that he knew about it. But this first word of for shows and explains the fact of being born again. This first word shows how that God was prepared before he laid the mud seals of this world in its place. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 1. Let me read a couple of verses there. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Listen to verse 20. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. You see, Jesus, it was a fact. All of eternity, Jesus knew he was going to die for the sins of man. He already knew that. And it was already a fact, taken as something that had already taken place before the foundations of this world. And then here in the days of the disciples is when we read about, but was manifest in these last times for you. The Word of God is talking to the disciples at that time. That's because Jesus had shown up. And they had spent 3.5 years with Jesus. They knew him. They loved him. They walked with him. They talked with him. They ate with him. They just, everything they did was with Jesus. That's all there is to it. So they knew that Jesus was there then. Well, you see, this word for is an answer to Nicodemus' first question of how he's going to be born again. This word for shows how God was prepared before he laid the mud seals of the world in place. It was all set. Well, there's another verse of scripture that starts with the word for. Look at verse number 17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, last week we looked at the fact that ye must know that you are born again. And ladies and gentlemen, that is a fact that you need to know right now. You need to know that you have been born again. You need to understand that all of your sins have been washed away You need to understand that that burden that you've been carrying as a lost man or a lost woman is gone because Jesus has removed it from you, and you need to understand what that joy is in your soul. That's the only time that you can know what joy is after you have been born again. Well, this second word in verse number 17, this second word shows a purpose. Remember, the first word in verse 16 shows the preparation of God's love. Now, this word here in verse number 17, this word for, shows the purpose for God sending his only begotten son to this earth. You see, purpose was something that Nicodemus needed to see, that God had a purpose to meet his need when he asked that question. Look at verse number 9. Let's read verse number 9 one more time. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? That's quite a loaded question, ladies and gentlemen. And only Jesus could answer that. And you see, this second word, for, in verse number 17, is a word that's placed there for Nicodemus to see the purpose that God had for him to meet the question that Nicodemus had asked in verse number 9. God did not send his only begotten son to shut heaven's door to those in need of God's mercy. Listen to that verse again. The first half of it says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. No, he didn't. God sent his only begotten son into this world to open heaven's door for everyone, for one and all people. The rest of that verse says, but that the world through him might be saved. That's what God wants for you this night. He wants you to know that you have been born again. And that's the greatest thing that you will ever understand is being born again. Because when you're born again, you've been born from a human being into the family of God, and you're going to go to heaven forever and ever and ever. Well, you see, this word for showing this purpose shows Nicodemus, and it shows you, and it shows me, and it shows all the world precisely why Jesus came, precisely why Jesus suffered such pain, precisely why Jesus fulfilled the law for you and me. You and I could never have fulfilled the law. We never, ever could have done that. You see, this word for shows the purpose. It shows Nicodemus and every other sinner, regardless of their education, regardless of their training, they don't have to go to hell to pay their own sin debt because it's already been paid in full. Jesus was here a little over 2,000 years ago. He lived as the God-Son. He lived as the God-Man. He was all man, yet he was all God. He didn't come here to sin. No, he didn't come here to sin at all because he could not be tempted of the devil. You read that in the Gospels, how it was that the devil was right there to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus always gave the devil back an answer. Thus it is written. It is written. It is written. And that's an important thing for you and I to understand. If we're going to have any kind of an answer for the opposite, those that don't believe like we do, we're going to have to give them something. It's been written. Because God's word has been written. Well, listen to me. This word support in verse number 17, Jesus knows everything about everyone, and Jesus knew Nicodemus, though he was a teacher of the Jews, he did not believe and really needed to be born again. Indeed, he was a doer of evil, which meant he hated the light. Look at verse 20. Look at verse number 20. Look what it starts with. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You see, this last four is showing the support that Nicodemus needed to understand that God's Son had for his soul. You see, when a sinner, you, me, when we've got answers before we come to Christ and trust him to save us, when we've got answers, when we got questions, we got to have some answers. That's all there is to it. And the only place we're going to get the answer is from the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. That's where all of the answers are that God has given for you and me. This is where you and I will get all of our answers that we need concerning being born again. Well, listen, this word support, this for here in John 3:20 is the word for support. And this word support lets us know that Jesus knows everything about everyone. And Jesus knew Nicodemus, that he was a teacher of the law. Jesus knew that he did not believe. Jesus knew that he really needed to be born again, because Jesus knew that that was the very miracle that would change Nicodemus from inside out. And that's what God does with us. That's what he did with me. You see, listen to Jesus bring support and place it before Nicodemus. Look at verse 21 one more time. Verse 21 says, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Here is some support that you and I need to grab a hold of. You see, Jesus told this sinner, Nicodemus, this sinner, Brother Quick, and all sinners that have ever trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior, the fact of not believing and its condemnation. If we don't believe, we're in trouble. That's what verse 20 says. And the fact of believing and its commendations. That's what verse 21 says. It tells us all about that. You see, the Word of God has got all of the answers that you and I will ever need. I will plead with you right now during this message. Those of you that have listened to me, I've not preached a long time tonight, but that's all right. I would that you would see the preparations that Jesus has made for your soul. He sent his only begotten Son to this earth to come here and pay the sin debt for every sinner that's ever been conceived. Every one of us needs a Savior. Every one of us needs to know the way into heaven. And God did that for us by sending the Lord Jesus here to this earth some 2,000 years ago. Oh, listen to me. I will plead with you that you would know God's purpose for your soul, that you and every sinner just like you must be born again. You see, just thinking that you've been born again is not good enough, because you must know that you have been born again. I know that. I know that for a fact. The devil can't rattle me on that, because I know for a fact that Friday night that my dad saw him that I was under conviction and said, "Son, you don't know Christ, do you?" And I said, "No, Dad, I don't." And he says, "How about let's drop to our knees right here and let me introduce you to him." And my dad did that. Oh, the first couple, three words out of my mouth when I went to pray was filled with fear. But all of a sudden, when I asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me, all of a sudden I was filled with such joy, I almost felt like I was going to burst inside. That's the change that takes place when someone comes to know Christ. Oh, I would plead with you. Listen to me. I'm pleading with you. Will you see that Jesus clearly supports the need for every sinner to be convicted? That's the only way you can know Christ as your Lord and Savior, is when you get convicted of your sin. You must be convicted of your sin. That's the only way that you'll even think about turning to Christ. You must be convicted of your sin. You must get to the point where you're sick and tired of your sin. You must get to the point where you're sick and tired of your sin and you don't know what else to do, and all you know to do is to cry out to God and ask him to help you and ask him to save you. That's the only thing you can do to get rid of that heavy load of sin. Oh, it doesn't matter what any sinner asks Jesus, whether in verse number 2, if we want to just try and think, make Jesus think that we're interested in his show and tell miracles, or whether it's in verse 4 when we say we don't understand what it means to be born again, or in verse 9 when we finally say back to the Lord, "I just don't know what more is going on, Lord. How can this thing be?" Oh, God's got an answer for each one of us. It's found in John chapter 3 and verse 3, where Jesus said unto Nicodemus, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again." You must be born again. That's all there is to it. There's only one way into heaven. That goes through the water and through the spirit conviction of God himself. That's the only way to get into heaven. You see, there's only one way that we can get into heaven. Jesus saith unto his disciple that was talking with him, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We've got to go through Jesus. That's the only way we're going to get to heaven. That's the only way we're going to get any way that we're going to have any peace at all in this life. That's the only way, in order to go through Jesus. That's what we've got to do. You see, these three words, four, John 3:16, John 3:17, John 3:20, they tell us a story. John 3:16, when it says four, it's telling us about the fact how God has made preparations for the man, for the man's soul. God has made those preparations for us. And then the word for in verse number 17 tells us how it was that God shows us the purpose that he sent his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to this earth. He came here to die in your place and in my place. He came here so that you and I could get tired of our sin and cry out to God for mercy and ask the Lord to save us. That's what he sent Jesus here for. He came with that purpose in order for us to know that we could be born again. He came here, thirdly, to show us the support of how it was that he came. He came here looking for sinners. He came here looking for you. He came here looking for me. I am so glad that he found me. Oh, hallelujah, I'm glad he found me. I would hope that you would find him even tonight. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, tonight is a very, very good time for you to stop, get sick of your sin, and fall on your face before God and go to begging God to save your soul. This would be a great time to do that. You've listened to the Word of God preached, and the Spirit of God is doing a work in your heart. And now is the time to do business with God. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. Thank you for this privilege of being able to preach to all of these people that have listened this night. I would plead with you that you would be here and that you would be where they're at, that you'd fall on them and put each one under conviction. Those that don't know Christ as their Lord and Savior, put them under conviction, heavy conviction tonight, and help them to understand the only way around that is to stop and fall on their face before you and ask you to save them. That's the only way they're going to get any kind of help, the only way they're going to get any kind of support at all. And I would plead with you this night that you would do that. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to be here and be able to preach just for these few moments. And I thank you even now for those that have listened and those that are turning and listening to you as you speak to their hearts this night. Watch over us now, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And the mics are open here at 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. You can...
Amen.
Your mic is open, and you can ask your questions of Brother Quick tonight. It was a good message, Brother Quick.
Thank you, Brother.
Sorry, Brother Quick, that I was so late calling in. I didn't know what time the show actually started.
Oh, I forgive you.
Because I called in like two different times. One time it said 35 minutes to air time. And then the second time I called in, it said 50 minutes to airtime. I'm like,
well,
what the heck
is
that going off giving me two different times?
Lila,
okay,
don't worry about it. You're on. You got the message.
Yeah, at the very end.
Yeah. And,
well, you can always play it. Message.
Yeah, and Lila, after the show, I'm going to show you how to get on Apple Podcasts and get set up with it on your phone.
Okay.
I can help you get
set
up so you can get the broadcast.
Okay.
As I was saying, that was a great message, Brother Quick.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Brother
How you been
Quick,
doing?
For that good message.
Thank you, sis.
And, Brother Quick, just to let you know, yesterday was our 10th anniversary here at the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Well, I'm sorry that I missed that.
So.
Yeah, your message was definitely led to the Holy Ghost. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you, sir.
I was kind of hoping, Brother Quick, maybe you could come on again next Thursday, and I need to know exactly what time to be calling in for next Thursday.
It's 9 p.m. on Thursdays, Lila. 9 p.m.
Okay, so I need to log in about 8:45, right?
Right.
All right.
We'll make sure you get the time.
I'll set my alarm for every Thursday at 8:45.
Yep, that's what we're going to get you to do.
All right.
Yes.
I think I'll do that as we speak.
Okay, if I'm interrupted one more time. With the 10-year anniversary, I am making you an honorary guest. Anytime your schedule is free, you're able to come on this Thursday night platform and spread the gospel.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir, Mr. Quick.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful.
Now you heard it right from the horse's mouth.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
So, actually, speaking of that, next week, Brother Quick, you got another message handy?
Well, the Lord will give me another message, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, then, next week, everybody, we'll have Brother Quick on again. So get one in your pocket, Brother Quick. Get prayed up, fired up, and ready to go up, because we'll be having you again.
Yay! Our touring section.
Amen. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
Amen.
So we'll get a good message again next week.
Is that
good, Six
on
here? I mean, we got some good preachers here on this network.
Missionary Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Is that Brother Six that was talking earlier?
Yep, that's him. You've been cutting him off a couple times there, Lila, so you've got to be watching.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even know. Sorry.
It's okay, Lila. It's okay. No need to apologize. It's okay.
Yeah, that was
You're
big
fine.
Bro right there.
You're fine. No
apologies.
Yeah,
that's our big bro.
And Emily, how'd you like the message tonight?
That was a good message. That was kind of stomping on toes, too.
Well, it's supposed to.
That's
it's
what the Lord
to.
Does.
That's the only way we're going to get better, if we find our faults. The only way we can improve.
That's it.
Amen.
Brother Quick.
Yes.
I got a call from my mom today. I'm also asking the listeners to be praying for the staff out at Austinburg Rehab in Ohio because they've had another staff member that was diagnosed with the COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
So they've had to postpone any visits till they retest all the residents again.
Uh-huh. And your mother's name is Mary Jo?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's pray for her right now then.
And Sister Emily, I'll be praying for her too as well.
Thank you, Myla.
You're
Our
welcome.
Father, you know about the need around Mary Jo at this time. And we would plead with you that you just put your hand upon her, that you protect her. This COVID stuff is just going wild, and we don't need Mary Jo to get sick from it. We're just asking you just put a hedge about her and protect her. And for those other ones that work there, I pray that you minister unto them and that you protect them. And for those other patients that are there, I would ask that you just protect them also and just help them to understand that you've been there and you've helped them and you've just really done a wonderful work there. And we'll just thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Brother Quick, I'm going to let you hear a commercial that in his own way you could say Six Eyes was doing his own version of preaching in. I want you to tell me what you think of this commercial, okay?
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
There you have her.
Yeah, sound like he's doing a pretty good job of preaching.
And Brother Quick, I have also have a prayer request for everybody out there on the air and also you guys as well. Please pray for my neighbor, Kelly Carew. She's at Saybrook Landing. And also pray for the staff that they are well and they stay COVID-free.
All right.
Because my neighbor, Kelly, is not got her COVID-19 shots, so she's at high risk of getting it. So what I mean by praying, pray for her especially and the staff at her rehab facility.
All right.
And while we're at it,
I know she can use much praying. And so does the staff up there.
All right. Where's the staff at?
She's at Saybrook Landings in Ashtabula.
What was that again?
Saybrook Landings in Ashtabula.
Yeah, it's a nursing home.
That's a rehab facility for people that are just coming out of the hospital, basically.
Okay.
Because she was in there for medical issues, and as far as we know, she's doing kind of better. I haven't called her lately, but I was planning on calling her here tonight if it was not too late, or first thing tomorrow to check up on her.
All right.
And then I got a prayer request or two myself. First off, for Emily, with her housing situation, and that the crew of guys that said they were going to help her to get her stuff to the storage, that they'll show up as they claim tomorrow. Secondly, for my physical father, that he's not born again, and I've tried to give him the gospel more times than not, and right now he's in the hospital. He's what they call refusing to thrive is the diagnosis, because he's not wanting to take any of his medications nor wanting to eat or anything like that. And he keeps doing that. He's headed right straight for a devil's hell, and we know that. So he needs to get his heart right with God. And so we need to pray for that, as well as him to get himself on the right track.
Yes, we do.
Amen to that, Miss Nan Wolfgang.
All right. Is there anything else?
If you can pray for my family, my creativity. So my niece started her new job today, and apparently she left out excited and left the door unlocked. My mom took a nap and was asleep, and the door was still open. So if you could get her to kind of slow down and lock the door when she leaves, that would be very helpful. And just pray
all
for
right.
mankind and my family and creativity. Thank you, sir.
And one other prayer request that goes out to everybody. Please pray for my Aunt Heidi. She's getting ready to come home from the hospital. Pray that she gets rested up and she stays well and everything. Just keep her in your guys' prayers, no matter if she's in or out of the hospital. Just keep her in
Amen.
Prayer.
Amen.
All right.
And as far as Aunt Heidi goes, I did find out today they are sending her home on oxygen. So just be praying that we can be patient with her, because she's also trying to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Which now the doctors told her she's not even allowed to have any. They said her breathing is bad enough. They've told her absolutely.
All
even
right,
if she gets around somebody, she can't even be around it.
Uh-huh.
I'll also be praying that God will give me the strength to cool it, too.
We'll do that.
And the same here, I'm trying to quit, which God give me the strength and the courage to quit, because I need to, and everything, financially, emotionally, and everything, and medically, because if I keep the way I keep smoking, eventually I'd be like my aunt on oxygen. And I don't need that.
Right, you don't.
Bad enough, I have other medical issues right now that I gotta deal with. Bad enough, I had an ER visit on Monday night with none of my family members or a missionary Wolfgang knew about it until I worked up the guts to tell Sister Emily about it earlier today. I guess that's what I told you. Right, Sister Emily?
Yes, Lila.
I just wanted to make sure it was earlier today, because
all right, listen, the show is only 2 hours long. You guys can talk about that off air, please.
All right.
We also want to keep six in prayer, too.
Amen to that. As well, Princess to go.
How about the whole Six Eyes Radio Network team? There we go.
Oh, definitely amen to that.
All right, now, Ken, you've invited me to be back next Thursday night?
Yep, that's a definite.
And every Thursday after that. A lot of Thursdays.
Unless I have a guest or something else scheduled, you're going to be on.
All right, my brother. Thank you.
And since right now we don't have no guests for next Thursday scheduled, you're on.
All right.
And the only time he wouldn't be on would be the rapture of the church and would be gone.
Yeah, that would be the only other reason.
Amen.
And if the rapture happens, hey, we ain't going to be worried about what's going on down here. I'll be up there saying, pass the fried chicken.
Amen, brother.
I'll be like, pass the macaroni and cheese.
Amen. All right. Well, come on, brother, quick. Give us a prayer with all these prayer requests that we've mentioned, and then we might get out of here tonight.
All right. Our Father, I'm asking now that you'd be with Emily and that you just touch her in a special way and help her in these things that she's brought to our attention. And I'm asking that you'd be with Brother Ken's physical father. And Lord, I would plead with you that you would open his heart. He's headed for hell. There's no question about that. And that's where he's going to go until he realizes that there's help for him. He can be born again too, but it's going to take him calling out and asking you to save him. And I would plead with you that you'd help Ken, that you'd give him the words to say anytime that he's able to get up there and be around him. And then I'm asking that you'd be with his dad, that you just give him that understanding that he must have, that he's a lost sinner on his way to hell. And then I'm asking that you'd be with Miss Mary Jo, that you just keep her safe around this business of the COVID. There's two different workers now that have tested positive there. We're asking you just protect her in a special way, asking that you'd be with Kelly and the staff at the nursing home that we were told about, that you'd minister there according to your sweet will. And then for Emily and for her housing, that you'd just step in there and just do a work for her. She can't do it on her own. She needs you for sure. And then we're asking you'd be with the niece that we were told about, that you'd slow her down, that you'd help her to understand she has responsibilities wherever she's at. And when she's at the house and she's leaving for work, she has a responsibility to close that door and lock it. She's got that responsibility, and I'm glad that you've given her a job, but I would plead with you that you just help her to have that understanding that she must have for her mother to care for her mother and to care for those things that her mother has even got there for. And for all these other requests, I'm asking that you just minister according to your sweet will. I've been preaching about the fact of being born again, having to know. We must know that we've been born again. And I would plead with you that you'd minister onto the hearts of each one that's talked tonight and each one that hasn't talked. I would plead with you, you just minister onto the hearts and you just help them understand they have a responsibility. And that responsibility is to come before you and trust you to save their soul. They have that responsibility. Nobody else can do it for them. And I'm asking that you just minister this night accordingly. I'm asking that you just help me. Thank you so much for opening this Thursday night spot for us. And it sounds like it's a permanent Thursday night spot, and I'm glad for that. I would plead with you now that you just minister unto our hearts and that you continue to deal with me, that you continue to help me to understand
where it is that I need to be going next. And we'll sure enough thank you. Be with Brother Ken and his wife and be with these staff members. I'm asking you just minister on to them and just really be close to them this week. We love you with all of our hearts. We're so glad to be able to say that to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right,
amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Real quick.
All right.
Amen.
So we'll catch you all tomorrow night on the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang Show, 9 p.m. Remember that, Lila, 9 p.m. tomorrow night, only here at the Surprise Radio Network. And then when I get a chance, Lila, I'll tell you how to get that podcast set up, okay?
Okay.
All right, so for everybody
you
here.
You might have
six,
to wait till tomorrow to do that with me, Uncle Kenny, because
right,
I'm getting ready to take my nighttime pills,
yeah,
wait an hour, and then I'm checking my blood pressure.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have to slap my happy butt to bed.
All right, well, but six, if you got any closing remarks, then we'll be out of here.
Thank you for listening. God bless. And we will catch you tomorrow. We'll catch Minister Quick next Thursday. So everybody take care. God bless. Continue to wear your mask, wash your hands, and practice social distancing. We are still in this pandemic. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Sleep well, everybody.
Good night.